Powerhouse performers from Duke Ellington and Billie Holiday to Marvin Gaye and the Supremes used to call D.C.'s Howard Theater home. After being shuttered for more than 30 years, it has finally reopened and hopes to regain its place as the People's Theater. Straight Up Urban Voice senior Katie Stevenson of Loudoun Valley High School in Percival, Virginia, attended the grand opening and caught up with some of the entertainers and others who were there.
Limos, tuxedos, and a purple carpet welcomed many back home to the Howard Theater during its grand reopening with a gala on April 12th. For many, the home they hadn't seen in more than 50 years had taken an amazing turn.
Oh my gosh, look what they've done. It's beautiful. It was a beautiful theater when I was 10. I remember coming in and going, wow. And now have it restored like this. It's phenomenal.
That's actress Leslie Uggams, who performed at the Howard in the early 1950s. As the mix of D.C. natives, A-list celebrities, and foreign dignitaries entered the building, developer Chip Ellis, who spearheaded the $29 million renovation, reveled in the moment.
Our slogan is the rebirth, and this is really a rebirth of an incredible place.
Dionne Warwick, as someone who had performed at the Howard during its first run, could easily share Ellis's excitement and vision.
It's like a rebirth. It's wonderful. 50 years ago when I first walked on that stage, there's nothing like what's inside there now. It's something that everybody should enjoy and appreciate. The fact that we're going to bring some wonderful entertainment back and have a good time again.
Those original good times started in 1910 when the Howard Theater, located in D.C.'s Shaw neighborhood, stood as a beacon of African-American culture. This was a time when black performers were not welcome at venues for Caucasian audiences. Dick Gregory performed at the theater in its heyday and returned in May.
You remind yourself of a rigid segregation that made them how good your talent was, you couldn't go to Broadway.
So, instead, the Howard became part of D.C.'s entertainment district, called Black Broadway. African-American artists also performed at theaters in other cities. Actress Leslie Uggams.
The Apollo, the Royal Theater, and the Howard Theater, and the Uptown Theater in Philadelphia, those were the theaters that if you were asked to play there, that meant that you had arrived. And it was a great theater for African Americans. These were our theaters that we played, our Radio City music halls.
R&B artist Raheem Devon grew up hearing about the Howard because it was such a mainstay of entertainment for his family.
My grandmother and her, this would be their stomping grounds, my mom. So it's, once again, to be part of that new era, the new generation of that, it's very humbling.
Local audiences were entertained by many legendary performers. Virginia Ali and her late husband, Ben Ali, played host to many of them at their restaurant, Ben's Chili Bowl.
Well, having come here when I was dating, but when Ben and I were dating, I came here to see so many stars, Dick Gregory, just so many.
Even Ella Fitzgerald was discovered at the Howard during an amateur night contest. W.E.B. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington also spoke at the Howard, further solidifying the theater's role as an emblem of a vibrant yet repressed African-American society in the 20th century. The theater fell into disrepair with the 1968 Martin Luther King riots, which decimated the local neighborhood. There was a failed attempt to reopen it in 1974. The same year it was put on the National Register of Historic Places. The Howard closed its doors for good in 1982 and had been dormant until now. The night's festivities continued inside as guests noshed on food from celebrity chef Marcus Samuelson and listened to a plethora of performers guided by host Bill Cosby. Among those performers was Savion Glover, who has high expectations for the role of the theater going forward.
I hope it'll be a platform not only for the youth, the up-and-coming youth, but also an opportunity for those who have paved the way, who are still with us, to sort of bring back that good, entertaining energy.
Stephen Ben Susan, who is the president of Blue Note Entertainment Group, which has a 20-year booking contract with the theater, is hoping to continue attracting quality artists.
We're trying to stay true to the roots of the Howard, which is just to present the best music possible.
The Howard Theater capped off the night by honoring Motown record label founder Berry Gordy. Motown performers, among them Smokey Robinson, had been a mainstay at the Howard in the past.
We had a great time in this theater, and I'm very happy that somebody decided they were going to refurbish it and bring quality entertainment back to Washington, D.C. The area looks great, And I'm getting a double dose of happiness here tonight because I'm going back into the Howard Theater and they're honoring my best friend.
Gordy's daughter also was in attendance. Drawing on the many stories she had heard from her father as well as her mother, Diana Ross, about the Howard, Rhonda Ross Kendrick anticipates great things from the theater.
We're standing at such an important place right now for art, and I really hope that it can bring that glorious past into the future.
Katie Stevenson, Straight Up, Urban Voice.